email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 51551 for text. I was brought back the plastic bottles to the machine the other day, and then I was, I don't know, something happened, or I said hello to somebody, or somebody arrived, and I forgot to get the receipt. And I was wondering to myself, does the receipt come out automatically? And did the next person that came along get my receipt and the benefit of my returns? Or does it just, does nothing happen? And at which point then somebody makes money on me because I've paid the 15 cent on each bottle, which I didn't get back. And I'm wondering, does that happen to anybody else where you forgot the thing? And anyway, it's good crack when you do it, isn't it? And then the machine tells you too fast, and then you're trying to put it in slowly, and then they go, can't read barcode, and you turn it around. And then if you have any amount of water in it or any liquid left, it's too heavy. So it's too fast, can't read barcode, too heavy. And then it makes that lovely scrunching noise. Oh, I love that noise. I'm going to record it and play it for you tomorrow. Now, just like the All-Ireland football and hurling finals are early and the schools are returning early, spiders seemingly are returning to our homes earlier than usual. Some reports have gone as far as recommending people keep their windows and doors shut for the next 6 weeks to keep out unwanted visitors of a spider variety. Colly Ennis is Zoology Assistant Research Associate at Trinity College Dublin and co-host of the Critter Shed podcast, which is brilliant, and he joins me now. Hello, Colly.
How are you, Ray? How are things?
Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you again.
Now, is this just the silly season throwing up an article, or is something different happening this year?
A bit of column A and a bit of column B.
Okay,
there.
It's
been a weird summer for bugs, you know. Butterfly numbers are down, bee numbers are down. It's been hot and cold and wet. So it's a bit all over the shop. And the spiders are definitely starting to come into their autumnal phase of existence a little bit earlier than normal.
Right. Because I'm looking this week, for example, temperatures are still up in the high teens.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be coming in to get warm.
No, they're coming in for a bit of hanky-panky and some romance.
Oh, right. That's why they come in. I always thought it was because it was cold outside.
Yeah, well, it partially some of the house spider species that we have that would live in our houses commonly, because it's just a nicer environment for them. So they'll be in there anyway. And the idea of the spiders actually coming into our house to mate isn't correct. They're already there. They're in behind your washing machine. They're in under the couch. They're behind the telly. These are the male spiders now that become sexually mature. And then they have to go wandering looking for females who stay in their webs. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, so if we were to close the lads going for a wander. If we were to close the windows and the doors, it doesn't matter.
Good luck with that.
No effect.
They're already in.
Yeah, right.
They're already in, and they'll get in all sorts of nooks and crannies. So, it's not going to make any difference.
So remind us then about the mating behaviour of spiders.
Yeah, it's a very unique system they have for breeding. So the male has two reproductive organs. He makes a sperm web. He deposits his genetic material upon the web. Then he has two things at the side of his head called palps, which are basically like eye drops or turkey basters. And he sucks up that genetic material and off he goes looking for a female. And when he approaches her web, he has to indicate that he's not food, that he is an attractive male, and that he is one of her species. So he does a very specific kind of a drum and a dance for her to kind of let her know that he's Prince Charming. He then enters the web if she lets him. He'll fertilise her. And then if he's very lucky, he might get away to mate again. But most of the time, he'll get eaten.
By her?
Yep.
Is nature fascinating?
It's incredible. And spiders are really, that system of reproduction is very, very unique, even amongst the arachnid family.
So without going into too much detail, because people may be eating sandwiches, but this genetic material that he has hoovered up from his web is in these things at the top of his head. So then he shares that with the female.
Yes, he'll go into the web and do that dance
and this dance. How come I've never seen that dance in all the nature programs I've watched over the years?
Yeah, people tend to look at charismatic megafauna, Ray. You know, they want to see elephants. They don't want to see the wonderful world of the spider that lives under your sink. And, you know, I find it fascinating. And I've witnessed the kind of intricacies of those little dances.
Yeah.
And each spider species will have its own very unique way of trying to impress a female.
Collie, is it a rhythmic dance?
Yes, it's almost like a little... Like you ever see a beatnik banging a bongo drum kind of thing, you know? It's like that kind of, just a different kind of a strum on the ground.
And are like, all legs involved?
Mainly the palps at the front,
okay,
but
right.
A couple of other legs can be involved as well. And not all of them do the drumming now. Some spider species will go up to the, like an orb web and kind of twang at the silk and the web, you know,
yeah.
But it's all about rhythm and kind of indicating that you're not a blue bottle or something that's worth eating.
Yeah, and you did mention earlier on that if she accepts, mm-hmm. so she has established now that you are the same type of spider as mm-hmm. she is, but there's still the possibility that she'll reject you, is there?
Oh, they can, you know, they can eat them mid dance. Mid-event, yeah,
right.
Mid-act, yes. And some spider species, like the famous Black Widow in America, the male actually, as he's mating with the female, will present his rear end to her, his abdomen, and feed her himself. And that's kind of like...
He surrenders.
He just literally says, yeah, you have a snack there, and he has a sphincter muscle that keeps him from bleeding out completely. And it just allows him to mate with her to make sure that he gets the job done and his genes are passed on.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How do you explain that in sort of evolutionary terms?
It's a tough one, and there's a lot of debate amongst scientists about why the male spiders are like this. But fundamentally, males are genetic couriers. Does that make sense?
It does, their job is to procreate. Yes,
it's to just grow up and procreate. Females rule the arachnid world. They are on top of it, especially with spiders. And the male, once he's mature, he does the deed, and then it's and the reason for him like doing stuff like feeding himself to the Black Widow female is basically to ensure that he's the one who gets the job done. So that's the kind of genetic and evolutionary kind of process behind it and the thinking behind it.
I'm intrigued by the fact that a spider has to know that this other spider is the same type of mm-hmm. spider as they are. And I'm wondering, is there a hierarchy? Because in your house, for example, I see you have 46 tarantulas. Now, if your commoner garden spider comes out to play and mate and he spots one of these tarantulas in his periphery vision, how does he react to that?
So, you know, you'll often see spiders that eat other spiders and people will call them cannibalistic, you know, like the different species. But the spider family is so big that it's, you know, a house spider being eaten by a cellar spider, two spiders you'll find in your house, is the same as a wolf eating a cow.
Aha,
you
know, right, yes, yeah.
They're both mammals,
but
they're completely different. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
so it's the hierarchy is...
Yeah.
Is
no, I suppose
quite
the question is, is your house relatively free of normal spiders because you have the big lads in?
Well, the big lads are in a very specific purpose-built shed.
Ah, right. So they're not, right.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
The house is a country house in Wicklow, so it's full of spiders. And,
right.
And they do a great job. I pulled out the fridge a while ago and I found one of the big European house spiders that you'd find in your bath or your sink. And she had hundreds of blue bottles and wood lice and all those creatures that kind of can eat your furniture and spread diseases and all. And she'd been munching away.
Doing a good job
for free.
Yeah. Nature is amazing. Collie Ennis, thanks so much. So there's no point in closing your door or closing your window because they're in already. Sorry if you suffer from arachnophobia, and I am genuinely sorry. Thanks, Collie. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.